Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
There are people who hear the message of the gospel, and they respond quickly. Oh, wow, that's great. But what happens is, Jesus said, when trouble comes, when you start having to pay the price, you start realizing what it really is involved. Paul said, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. How is Satan overcome? By the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and what? Love not their lives so much as to shrink from death. Oh, I didn't know about that. You see what's going on with hard places down under there where the roots can't go out and get any moisture? You've got places down in people's hearts and wills that will not yield. What they're doing is serving self. And what's going on when they hear this message of eternal life? Praise God, that's wonderful. And what they're thinking about is, I've got a chance to live forever. It's self saying, my prospects are not limited to what I can get out of this world. I believe this message, and I'll be a little bit religious, and I'll be a good person, and I'll get to go to heaven, and self will get to gratify itself forever and ever. And it's complete blindness and hardness of heart. I'll tell you, there's going to have to be a surrender. I mean, we've said these things many times. But I sense the Lord wanting to challenge people. Have you ever surrendered? I'm glad for everyone that comes. I'm glad for everyone that hears. But here's Paul writing to a Christian church and saying, examine yourselves. Is that wrong to say that? What a tragedy it would be for someone to come here and go along and say, I'm trying to live a better life, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. But have you ever really entered in? Has Christ become your Lord? So many examples in Scripture, but one of them, of course, is the so-called rich young ruler. Here was a man who was much blessed in the world, and yet there was something about him that wanted to please God, and he had obeyed God as much as he knew. And so he comes to Jesus and said, what do I lack? I've heard you talk about this eternal life. What do I lack to have that? And of course, Jesus told him about the commandments. He said, I've observed all those from the time I was a boy. What else? What do I lack? There's only one thing. Sell what you have, give it to the poor, come take up your cross and follow me. So what was the problem? That was his God. Folks, for those who hear the message of Christ that demands that we surrender our lives to him, and they'll go along up to a point, what's really happening is there is an area that is your real God. There is an area where you are going to do your own will, and what you're saying is, I know that Jesus died because of this, but I'm going to cling to this. This is more important than Jesus. Folks, if there is anything in your life that's more important than serving Jesus, then you are lost. And you need him. And it's not just, I don't believe the Lord is giving out this to scare people in the wrong sense. He's not giving it out to cause somebody who's a believer, who's struggling, to suddenly say, oh my God, maybe I'm not. I'll tell you, if there is something in you that wants to serve God and you're struggling, God's put that want in you. And you look to him Yes, we are works in progress. Yes, we need the Lord. Yes, salvation is an ongoing thing, but there is a difference between somebody who has surrendered their life into God's hands and His Spirit has come to reside on the inside and someone who is trying to be a Christian. There's no such thing as trying to be a Christian. The only way you and I can become followers of God is to let Him do a supernatural work in our hearts. And we all know the scripture that talks about Nicodemus. He was an important man, a ruler among the Jews. In fact, he helped bury Jesus, so I believe the Lord touched him, don't you? After Jesus had died on the cross, he was one of the ones that helped bury him. But he came to Jesus, snuck in at night, and Jesus said, unless you are born again, you can't see, you can't enter the kingdom of God, you can't see the kingdom of God. He made two different statements. And of course, he had no idea what Jesus was talking about. Can a man enter his mother's womb again and be born? It's not the number of births in that sense. Folks, every one of us was born with a life that animates these physical beings. We are living beings who happen to live in these bodies. We already have been born, but there is the reality is flesh and blood. What we were born in Adam can never be a part of that kingdom. Following Jesus is not a matter of coming in and conforming your life to a religious culture, embracing beliefs, all of those things. It's absolutely a birth that comes from above, where we present ourselves and we are His, and we surrender all of our needs, all of our sins, all of our inabilities, every issue of our lives, and say, my life no longer belongs to me. I hand it over to you for you to do in me the only thing that will enable me to be a part of that one day. You're going to have to plant your spirit, your life in my heart. It's going to have to be there. And I'll tell you, that's the key. If God has done that to you, there's going to be something in you that even when you're struggling, even when you're going through periods of time, there's something there that won't let you just keep on going forever. There's something in you that will respond when God shines His light. Doesn't the Word go on and talk about how those who do evil do what? In John chapter 3? What is somebody whose heart is still attached to this world and to their life and their earthly desires? They love light, right? No, they hate the light. They won't come to it. But those who are the Lord's, even though we have needs, we're going to see things we don't like, but yet there's something in us. What is that? God has put something. It's not just information in the mind, not just human willpower. It's God has planted His divine life in the heart. And there is something that holds those who have given their hearts to Him. Have you? Has that transaction ever taken place? Folks, we need the Lord. I don't even know how to preach this except to put it out there and say, if there is anything in you that wants the Lord, but you're not sure. Well, in the first place, if there's a genuine desire in you for the Lord, you need to take heart. Because you wouldn't have that if God hadn't put it there. And that's an awfully good indication that God loves you and wants you to come to Him. I'll tell you, people who harden their hearts. I remember Brother Thomas talking about a man that he talked to one time and tried to witness to him. And the man told him about an incident in his youth where he had just run up on some philosophy that was atheistic, whatever it was. and something had happened. He had embraced that. And he had embraced it in such a way that from that moment on, he had no desire whatever. You could talk to him. There was nothing in here that reached out, nothing that wanted the Lord. Folks, if there's something in anybody here who is unsure, who doesn't know how to answer Paul's question, if there is something in you, God is calling your name. And our destiny rests upon our response when God reaches out. Is this the truth? Your destiny rests upon that response. God's not going to just pick you up and plunk you in the kingdom. He wants a heart that reaches out and says, God, I need you. I acknowledge my sin. I acknowledge my need. I don't come because I'm trying hard. I don't come because of this or because of that. I come as a broken, lost sinner who has no power to help himself or herself. I come as somebody who is unworthy. I need one thing, and that one thing is mercy. But I've heard the good news that you come, that Jesus won it all. He won it all, didn't he? He did everything that was necessary for me to become your child and live with you forever. And so I hand my life over to you. I've said this before in different ways. You and I don't need a tune-up. We don't even need an engine overhaul. We need an engine replacement. If all you've got is Adam, I don't care what you do, you're going to fall short. I need him. And I know there's other people who have experienced what I have. I won't go into the details again, but that one time in college when I let go, I stopped trying, but there was something down here that I knew that I knew. Finally, when I stopped pouting, I just said, okay, Lord, I surrender. I'm just coming on your terms. I'm trusting you no matter what. How did that happen? Was there some goodness in me that did that? No, there was something down here that God put there. That's what's going to bring us through, folks. I don't know what we're going to face as believers. But folks, if you are not, if you can't answer this question aright, what happens if you examine yourself and say, I'm not sure, or I just haven't really come through. I'm holding on to this. I'm holding on to that. This is one area I just can't quite let go. Are you going to cling to something for which Jesus died and somehow hope that he'll accept you? So say it's one thing for us to wrestle and for us to look to God for power to overcome areas of our lives. But where's your heart? Which side is your heart on? Are you one that comes to the light that says, oh God, I want you to show me.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.